This is a Nacho Radio podcast. Hey, everybody. It's David Darren's top five things. My name is Dave. His name is Darren. Hello, Darren.
How is Denver?
Oh, geez. That's right. I haven't talked to you about Denver yet. Denver was overwhelming, if I must be honest.
Really?
And I must be honest. Denver was overwhelming. The convention center there. I went to Denver for the Great American Beer Festival, which is the biggest beer festival in America.
How did they like your beard? That's a different festival.
You know, at a beard festival, nobody cares about beards because everybody has one.
No, but at beer festivals.
Mm-hmm.
At beer festivals, everyone has a beard?
Yeah. Everyone looks like me at a beer festival. And beard festivals as well.
That
in fact, when I go to the beard festival, there will be a brewer's category because that's happening at a small brewery on the south side of Chicago. But like having a beard like this, I didn't look any different from every other white guy that was there to drink craft beer.
Sure.
It's embarrassing how much I look like every other douchebag in America. And we all went to Denver to try all these craft beers. This convention center was
ginormous. Where, like, the Nuggets play or where?
No, it's just a massive, massive building. I mean, you could fit all of downtown Davenport in this building.
So you didn't envy the people who had to put this thing on.
Oh my God, no. Because this is the thing. When I used to sell beer, and you know, when I go to a festival now, like let's use Brouhaha, the one that you've been to the most, right? Brouhaha, you might have couple hundred different beers.
Okay.
This is like 8,000 beers.
Mm.
And
so the samples have to be pretty small, I'm guessing.
Well, but that's actually good. No, that's actually a good thing because the cups they give you, that you only get a 1 ounce sample.
Yeah.
But you can try 8,000 beers. So you get a 1 ounce sample.
8,000 ounces.
You get an idea what it tastes like, but you can have, you know, you can have 20, 25 samples and be just fine, right?
Uh-huh. A little frustrating, though.
Their motto there is... less is more, we won't overpour. That's kind of, you know, because the gimmick is you're there to taste. You're not
wink,
there to,
wink.
You're not there to get drunk. But having said that, each one of these sessions, and I went to four of them, they're 5 hours long.
So they rotate people out?
No. I guess you just have to bring a lot of beer. It's crazy. The logistics of how they make this thing happen are beyond my understanding. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you this. As somebody that used to work in the industry, as somebody who covers the industry, I was just overwhelmed and I was prepared for it to be a big damn deal.
Yeah.
And then I got there and it was just immense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the convention center is from my house to your house. That's how big the room was.
Did you bring snacks?
There, no, because they had food trucks all over the place.
Okay, so you didn't have to have the pretzel necklace.
There were lots of people that had the pretzel necklace. And this is becoming a thing now where people are just taping bags of potato chips to themselves. Like the pretzel necklace, there's been a slow morphing over the last couple of years where it went from pretzels and then people
difficult.
Would...
I'm just going to start... Here's a bag of Cheetos that I'm just going to...
Legit.
Taped to myself.
Legit. They were just safety pinning bags of chips to their shirts.
Uh-huh.
Which, come on. It was...
You
first
can't
it was,
put it in a bag?
First it was necklaces made out of pretzels. And then people started adding like cheese and beef sticks to the pretzels.
Sure.
And now it's just become people walking around with like a turkey leg for a medallion on their necklace. It's ridiculous.
You can't have anything nice in this country.
Oh, it was something else. I don't think the footage of what we did in Denver, and I think because we shot a lot of footage there, I think
so
it'll
someone's got to do a lot of editing.
Yeah, it's not me, brother. I'll tell you that. January, February is when I think this stuff is going to get to the air.
Sure.
So many stories.
Sweeps weeks.
Yeah, I guess maybe you're right about that. Yeah, February's a big month. So it was huge.
A chance to see anything else in Colorado or...
No, all I did was the
festival. Your hands on anything else in Colorado? Or?
No, I didn't. You know what? I didn't see any dispensaries downtown, if that's the question you're asking.
It is.
I didn't wander into any of that. Part of it was I felt like it's going to be here in 3 months, so why bother? I'll just focus on beer, you know, while I'm out there.
Okay.
You know? The recreational weed will be here before you know it, so I'm not even that excited about it anymore. Because it's just going to be here, and it's not going to be that big of a deal, right?
Yeah, it is.
Well, I didn't.
Yeah, it is.
I didn't do anything.
Gotta be a big deal.
I didn't do anything like that. I had,
so you're there for two
couple
of
meals.
Just there for 2 days and then yes. moving on.
Yep. Yep.
I got you.
Got in late Friday afternoon, and we were on the road very early Sunday morning. But it was, boy, it was something else. I was overwhelmed. I was overwhelmed by my Denver experience. And, you know, they're talking on the show about, okay, when we go back next year, and I'm thinking, I don't know that I could ever do it again. I don't know that I need to do it again.
It's like the 10-city tour.
Well, yeah, in a way.
I can't do that again.
In a way, well.
It just didn't add up.
I got to the point during the last session where I was just like, I didn't even think I like beer anymore. It was just too much of it. Like, it's just like, maybe I need to just focus on, like, fruit juices and waters and other liquid and type of refreshments.
Have a Simply Ice.
Maybe that's what I'll have. Is that what's that called? A Simply Ice?
Orange mango.
Where does one get such a luxury as a Simply Ice? Where did you get that?
Oh, they're available everywhere.
Oh, that's a Hy-Vee product, it looks like. I see the Hy-Vee logo on there. Okay.
Is that what gave it away?
Now, that was a dad giveaway.
Friend. Dad giveaway.
Billy Joel making good on a promise. There was a fan at one of his shows in Madison Square Garden. The fan holding up a sign that said, "This is my 100th show." And Joel said, "Make sure that guy gets free tickets to the next show."
He's lying.
I almost wondered.
Everybody carries the, "This is my 100th show."
You don't believe Dr. Jeff Epstein when he says this is his 100th Billy Joel show?
Jeffrey Epstein? No, I don't believe him. No, I don't.
Dr. Jeff Epstein.
Not long for this world.
He's been a fan for 40 years, he says.
Uh-huh.
And he estimates that in the 100 shows, he has spent somewhere between $25,000 and $50,000 on Billy Joel tickets.
Of course he had to bring that up.
But this is the thing. How, like, 100 shows, 50 grand, for $25,000 to $50,000 is a, that's yeah, that's a
big
lot of,
window.
Right? Like, if I were to ask you to figure out how much money you've spent on Paul McCartney, mm-hmm. you could figure it out within
I could
reason.
Probably do a pretty decent job. Are you including hotel rooms and such?
Oh, right.
And gas?
No, this is just on tickets. So Billy Joel made sure that this guy got 4 tickets and a backstage pass for his 101st show.
Keep it. I shook Billy Joel's hand one time.
Where was this at?
This would have been in Iowa City.
Oh, what was he doing there?
He was performing a concert and he stuck his hand into the audience and shook it.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's when he was with Christy Brinkley, too.
I don't remember Billy Joel ever coming to Iowa City, so that must have been a long time ago.
Well, it was. He was with Christy Brinkley.
Was it Hampshire, or where was that? Where would that
no,
have
that
been?
Would have been your Carver Hawkeye.
Carver Hawkeye, okay. Yeah. So what is that, like the Iron Curtain tour?
Yes, it was.
No
Nylon Curtain.
Nylon Curtain.
He was there. He was
even
there
better.
He was there with the Pittsburgh Steelers front five.
And ladies and gentlemen, let's hear from Mean Joe Green. Didn't he do a great job opening up the show? So you were shaking the hand, and then I bet all night you were insufferable going, "I touched a hand that touched Christy Brinkley." I could see you doing
it. I didn't have
it,
to say it.
But everyone knew.
Everyone knows.
I got to get home real fast before it wears off. The transitive property is only good for another 45 minutes. I've got to get home.
Before the stink wears off. Listen.
So you saw
Listen,
Billy Joel.
Listen, I was a child then. I'm a child now.
Yeah. Billy Joel, that would have been before he put out the River of Dreams record.
It would have been.
Walk me through
yes.
the first time you listened to River of Dreams. What was that like for you?
I don't know that I ever did.
Really? Yeah. You never listened to that record in its entirety?
I don't know that I'd spent any time with. What was the one that We Didn't Start the Fire on it? What was that called?
Is there a
Stormfront?
Stormfront. Yeah, that's right.
I never spent any time with
that. I forget there's a record before River of Dreams.
Right.
So Nylon Curtain's his last good record?
He also had, Innocent Man.
Okay. That came out afterwards or
yes,
before?
Would have been after.
Okay. Well, that's a good record. So he's a guy who has this attitude, "I'm not writing any new songs."
Because no one's interested.
Nobody cares.
But that doesn't mean I can't fill up Madison Square Garden every time I want to.
Right. So that's a pretty good gimmick, though. If you just say, "This is my 100th show," hoping that you'd get a free pass. What if the subtext of the poster was, "This is my 100th show.
Yeah, but
I'm done doing this." And then Billy Joel's like,
Yeah, but you look over, there's someone that's got a sign that says, "This is my 200th show."
Oh, yeah.
And the guy that says, "This now, is my the 300th show." The first of the month.
Your little poster means nothing. Your little
poster means nothing because look at these guys over here.
What?
Three.
We're not ready for that. Let's just do the top five things.
The Dave and Darren Top Five Things is brought to you by the Factory of Fear, the Quad Cities.
Ruffles!
Only year-round haunt. I don't know. Is Ruffles at the Factory of Fear?
Ruffles is a huge Billy Joel fan.
Oh,
but
sure.
But just the later stuff.
Yeah, forget any of the...
Which album has Down Eastern Alexa on it?
That would be Stormfront as well.
Okay, I like that song.
Now, who is it?
And I'm good with the rod and the reel.
Now, who's the band in the one of the comedies that they only do? Was that Step Brothers, right?
Yeah.
Where they only do Later Day Billy Joel?
Oh, I don't remember that. That's funny.
Only the last couple records.
That's good stuff.
Again, Factory of Fear, the Quad City's only year-round haunt, located at 5027 4th Avenue in Moline. Open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and Halloween. And they'll be open again this Friday and Saturday with over 20 minutes spent within the fear. The Quad City's longest-running and largest indoor haunted attraction is celebrating 25 years of fear. Tickets are just $15. VIP are $20. They're available in advance if you'd like at the website factoryoffear.com. Do you have what it takes to make it through over 20 minutes of the Quad City's most horrifying haunt? Open Fridays and Saturdays, 7 to midnight. Sundays and Halloween from 7 till 10. Last year, Factory of Fear underwent a 100% remodel, which included 30-plus rooms and more twisted characters. This year, they added almost 5,000 square feet. Factory of Fear, the only Illinois top 10 haunt in the Quad Cities, reviewed by HauntedIllinois.com, and a voter's choice top 10 haunted house. So if you're going to a haunt, you need to be going to the Factory of Fear, Factory of Fear, where fear is made. If you'd like to reach out to us, please use the Oscars Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Their big weekend is coming up this weekend. This Saturday, October 12th, it's Oscars Pub's Beer Fest, including a team beer pong tournament, Van's Pizza's bread nugget eating contest, and live music from the Better Men and Milwaukee's own Pat McCurdy of Sex and Beer fame. You can get your tickets in advance. Please do so. If you go to the Facebook page, they have a link, and you can get your tickets for $5 as opposed to $10 a day of.
So I was thinking about the Pat McCurdy show the other day,
mm-hmm.
and he's got a song called Sex and Beer. Do you remember there was a song called Titties and Beer? And we had like a Billy Big Mouth Bass thing that was sent to the station, and it was a pair of boobs that were racked. Just boobs, not with a head on them. And they were wearing like a bikini top, and you push a button and the boobs would dance to a song called Titties and Beer, Titties and Beer. Huh. I didn't take that when we left because I think at some point we just kind of hid it away because it was kind of weird just to have a pair of real-life boobs up on a wall, right? It just seemed like kind of gross. But so we left it there. I wonder who found those and what they did with them at the old place.
Sure, they're cherishing them.
Cherish.
Something to hang on to. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is... There's so many things that I forget that have happened.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about CDs the other day.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, I forgot that happened. Oh, I've got those CDs somewhere. I need to make that happen. I saw something where Mark Knopfler teamed up with Emmylou Harris.
Yeah.
They made an album, and then shortly thereafter, they put out a live album of the album.
Hmm. You have both of those things?
I got both of them somewhere.
That's weird.
I know it's weird. I need to either start throwing stuff out or...
So if you like the record, here it is with the music slightly different and crowd noise.
Bruce Springsteen's doing the exact same thing.
Really?
He put out that Western Stars album, and now he's putting out music from the film Western Stars.
I still haven't heard a note of that record.
I think you'd like it.
Yeah, I will.
The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their grilled Italian. Like it hot, they're flavorful Italian meats grilled with provolone, cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, and fried onions. Yeah. It's absolutely delicious. Get it today. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. My mom's been asking to go out to lunch with me.
Oh.
I'm thinking I will probably take her to Capriati's to, you know, impress her.
Yeah.
With my... with the way I do things.
Yeah. No, I think your mother will be over the moon when mm-hmm. when you take her there.
Yeah.
Uptown Girl was written about Billy Joel's...
That might be the name of the band.
Uptown Girl's the name of the band?
That's the name of the band. Maybe okay. Maybe it's not Step Brothers. It's some comedy, but there's a band. I think it's called Uptown Girl. They only perform later day Billy Joel
that's
songs.
That's fantastic. The song Uptown Girl, Billy Joel wrote about his girlfriend at the time.
Yeah.
But it wasn't Christie Brinkley. Do you know who it was?
Who the girlfriend was.
Yeah. Billy Joel wrote Uptown Girl about his girlfriend at the time. Now, Christie Brinkley, you remember from the video.
Sure.
But that was not who he wrote the song about. But he did write it about his girlfriend
I'm
at the time.
Guessing it's a famous person.
Elle McPherson.
That's not bad.
Billy Joel's had a hell of a run.
That's not bad.
Right? I wish I would have stuck with the piano lessons. You know what? Imagine where I'd be today. Also, before we get into the top five things, one quick...
You could be in a band called Stormfront.
I like that.
That only plays the last two records.
Just all of his terrible songs. Today is American Touch Tag Day.
A little touchy too much.
So the game where you, when you were kids and you would chase each other around and take turns, you called it tag.
Yes.
In my neighborhood, we called the game It. You want to play
okay,
It?
Okay, yeah, okay, It. We play, okay, It.
Both are acceptable, though, because
same
it's
thing.
Tag, yeah. You're It.
Tag, you're It.
Right.
Yeah.
In my neighborhood, I know we called it It.
Oh, after Stephen King?
No, because this would have been before Stephen King. This would have been when I was a kid, when I was a little
kid. You guys were creeps.
No, but I remember when the Tim Curry thing, It, came out, I thought, what is it, a clown that chases people? It, in my neighborhood, is what we called that game. Tag is another name for it.
Mm-hmm.
It goes by other names, depending on where you're at in the country.
Bombardment.
See, this is the thing, like bombardment and dodgeball. In America, there are parts of our country that call the game catching. Do you want to play catching?
I heard someone today who is from Massachusetts,
because mm-hmm.
You've got your beer pong tournament mm-hmm. going on at Oscars this weekend.
Right.
She was saying where she's from, they call beer pong brew.
That's what?
Brew.
You want to play brew?
Want to play brew?
Tag is also called, in America, Tiggy, and they also call it somewhere else in a part of our country, they call the game Chasey. Hey, you want to play Chasey? I wish you all could see how hard Darren just rolled his eyeballs, because that was my experience, too, when I heard
Chasey?
That. Chasey? Hey, you want to play Chasey? I would play, no, I don't want to play with you. That's a weird thing to call it. So, It or Tag. Are we in agreement that those are the only acceptable words for that? Somebody was saying touch and go is what they call it in Massachusetts, which I guess there's that Cars song, touch and go.
Call it panorama.
Call it candio. I don't know. Are we all in agreement? The Harrington's Pub text line is open at 470-23-NACHO.
Oscar's Pub.
What did I say? Harrington's Pub?
Same owner.
Yeah, I just
different bar.
I was just at Harrington's last Thursday.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh, just before you take off for your big trip. Look at you.
And my kid was in the homecoming parade, and I was like,
nice.
Well, he can do the parade, and
always in the homecoming parade. No, was he like the grand marshal again?
That was a different homecoming.
Swag, swag.
Different homecoming. Yeah, yeah.
Different homecoming.
Yeah. Yeah, one was, this was... He's going to go to a different high school than that high school, I think.
I got you.
Although that still hasn't been determined. The kid's in fifth grade, but...
Oh, look at you. He's keeping his options open.
Don't yell out swag at the parade.
What?
I don't need to watch him in the parade.
Why?
And there's a bar right here, so I just... am I a bad dad? Rather than watching my kid walk by in a parade, I went and had two beers by myself?
Yes, you're the worst.
Is that a bad dad thing to do?
Yes. Well, it was going to take, 2 seconds for him to walk by and you just to wave?
He would never have seen me anyway.
Sure he would have.
No, I'm telling you he wouldn't, because he wouldn't have been looking for me.
This isn't the winter program where the bright lights are on him and he's still looking for you.
See, I would be a bad dad if I went ahead and had a beer drink Winter Sing, but for the parade, like, he's just walking
with
his classmates.
Couldn't have taken a road cup?
Well, I could have, but I like craft beer in a glass.
Oh, no. You are.
They did offer road cups for parents.
You're a monster.
They did offer road cups, but the game was on. And you're I'm a bad dad.
What game
officially.
Was on Friday?
This was Thursday night. It was Braves and Cardinals.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I saw a little bit of him.
Well, sure, you saw a little bit of him at home.
Well, I see him all the time at home. Number one on our top five
swag.
On our top five things, a comedian, actor, and TV host in the Philippines has just set a new world record for not blinking. How long do you think he went without blinking his eyes?
Couple days. And now he can't blink? That's what you get?
No, he set the new unofficial world record here. Didn't blink his eyes.
I wonder if he practiced, does the old Clockwork Orange trick with the toothpicks.
Just to like condition
keep your eyes open.
Paulo Ballesteros took part of the no blinking challenge on a TV show over there called Eat Beluga. And he didn't blink his eyes for 1 hour, 17 minutes, and 3 seconds.
How much beluga did he eat? You know what?
You kind of see this when he's doing the no stop. The old record was 30 minutes and 44 seconds. Uh-huh. When this guy caves, he just drops to the ground and rubs his red, watery eyes and then just starts like
screaming.
Watching this guy when he finally collapses
is
something else. So they taped him doing this, and then they realized that the Guinness World Records does not, in fact, offer an official record for longest time spent without blinking.
Suspected spam caller.
The old record, I guess, was 1 hour, 5 minutes, and 11 seconds. Yeah, that was a guy in Colorado. And now this guy has set the new world record for 1 hour, 17 minutes, and 3 seconds.
I don't like blink talk.
Does it make you blink more?
Well, it makes me aware of blinking.
Yeah.
And then that can drive you a little bit crazy. So let's not talk about blinking anymore.
Okay.
Then we have to. You know what we have to mention?
What's that?
And we haven't. The fact that a couple people passed away. One of them being, quite frankly, a founding father of this show.
Okay.
Rip Taylor is dead.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Mm-hmm. R.I.P.
Yeah, that's the second time you get to do that because Rip Torn died a couple of months ago. We lost Rip Torn and Rip Taylor in the same.
Was not a founding father.
How is Rip Taylor a founding father of the show?
Oh, I just always kind of looked at him as some sort of guardian angel.
Yeah. I could have sworn he died 20 years ago.
Along with Paul Lynde.
Really? It's interesting.
I can get the Halloween special out.
Is Rip Taylor on the Halloween special?
I don't think so, but Kiss is.
No, that's all
Margaret
you need.
Margaret Hamilton is.
So Rip Taylor died.
Betty White is.
And Rip Taylor, according to his wishes, I guess, is going to be cremated and his ashes are just going to be thrown in the air hilariously.
Well, of course.
It seems like
two.
Who else died since the last time we've
done
this?
Ginger Baker.
Right.
Drummer of Cream.
Right.
And Blind Faith. And Ginger Baker's Air Force.
Another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, he's gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
And we lost Diane Carroll. She's dead.
Diane Carroll.
So that's.
Did you ever get Diane Carroll and Diane Cannon mixed up?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
What? The one goes to the Laker games,
yes,
and the other was
Diane Cannon,
and the other one was Julia.
Right.
Right. But I think were they on the same soap opera at the same time?
Don't think so.
Am I confusing?
Some sort of mashup.
Yeah.
Smash up.
No, I think that we all kind of get them confused. Which one was... Did Diane Cannon do anything other than go to Laker games? Like, has she been in movies?
She was in something.
But you're just thinking about Laker games, aren't
you? Well, she's known for going to Laker games and having an extraordinary amount of plastic surgery.
Oh, is that
which
right?
Which I don't know. I'm not saying that Diane Carroll didn't have plastic surgery. She might have, but I think she did it in a more restrained way.
Oh, so Diane Cannon just says, make me look...
Go for it.
Yeah, like the corpse... Give me the corpse bride.
Give me the Joan Van Ark.
Two.
Diane Cannon. How old do you think Diane Cannon is?
Now?
Yeah.
79?
82. She was married to Cary Grant? I had no idea. So that's what she's known for. And she's in Caddyshack 2.
Oh, boy.
and Bob and Carol and Ted and
that's
Alice.
That's right. She wasn't that with Natalie. That's a good one.
Yeah, that is. I've seen that one. So that's Elliot Gould, and is it Ted Culp?
Not Ted Culp.
Robert Culp?
Robert Culp and Natalie Wood.
And Bobby Goulet, was he? Get them all confused. Number two on our top five things. It's that time of year again. Story here of aggressive turkeys.
Ladies, who would you rather have, Elliot Gould or Robert Culp?
On top of me?
Pass.
The answer is...
Pass.
If I'm a lady, the answer is Diane Cannon or... Yeah,
or Natalie Wood.
Natalie Wood. Yamahama. Wild turkeys in Pennsylvania. Cornering a man in his garage for more than 30 minutes over the weekend. This happened on Sunday morning. A man told the cops he was getting out of his garage when a trio of wild turkeys came toward him in an aggressive manner.
Well, yeah, wild turkeys.
Police then contacted the local Department of Natural Resources, and the conservation officer showed up, and, there's no more turkeys. Because once they get aggressive, they kind of lose their rights.
There is turkey salad for everyone. It's got cranberries in it. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things
I want you to know this. The Capriotis, none of the bobbies are made from...
Have buckshot in them.
They're not made out of aggressive turkeys. Unless you're into it.
Unless that's your
order
thing.
Ahead. Make sure when you
order off the menu.
Do what I do. And make that phone call before you get to Capriati so the aggressive turkey meat is available.
So James can look into it.
I hold the mayo, but you live your life.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home there in the Village of East Davenport at 2115 East 12th Street. Their bridal sale's going on now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350. Their large selection of GIA-certified loose diamonds. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. They are open Tuesday through Friday from 10 till 5:30, and then on Saturday as well from 10 till 3. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. They are locally owned and operated. Make sure you check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. If you make a purchase, make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and you'll also receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. If you'd like to reach out to us anytime, 24/7, you can use the Oscars Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Bottoms up, everyone. It's happy hour at Oscars Pub. $2.50 domestic bottles and wells and $5 glasses of wine Monday through Friday from 2 till 6. And don't forget to not miss their live music Wednesdays. That happens each and every Wednesday from 7 till 10 at Oscars Pub, 5027 Competition Drive, next to the TBK Sports Complex. The podcast is originating from the Capriati's Sandwich Shop Studio on 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, and then the location in Davenport on 53rd Street. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs, and cap specials, including the Bobby Turkey, wild turkey, the cranberry sauce, the homemade stuffing,
the aggressive turkey,
and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook, and of course mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Number three on our top five things for you today. There we go. Now's an appropriate time for the number three drop. So this guy in Texas is a suspected killer. Clint Walker is the guy's name. I'm going to just go ahead and assume he's guilty. But right now he's an accused murderer.
Sounds like he is.
A man in Texas.
That's a murdery name.
It really is. Texas man Clint Walker sounds like, mm-hmm. Yeah. Charged with capital murder, he was released on bond and ordered to wear an ankle bracelet for constant monitoring.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you let an accused killer out, but that's Texas. They do things differently. Clint Walker is an accused killer. He was responsible for paying the monthly fee to the GPS service provider.
But he didn't, and then they couldn't find him?
They turned it off because he stopped paying the bill. He did not maintain payments that were a condition of his $100,000 bond.
We were wondering if anyone was ever going to figure that out.
So the GPS company called Guarding Public Safety removed the ankle bracelet. You don't get to wear this anymore, young man.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah. Not only did they turn it off, they came and got it?
Yes. It's a loophole in the ankle monitoring process that officials in Texas are now saying is troubling. Because this is not the first time this has happened. In fact, This is the second time in 2 weeks that something like this has happened.
Yeah, that's
now Houston police were able to arrest
a loophole.
This guy on Wednesday. He's accused of murdering a man nearly 3 years ago. The family was already upset that this guy was released on bond.
To begin with.
I would be. Imagine if somebody murdered your family member, was released on bond, and then you get the phone call, yeah, we don't know where they are because they didn't pay the bill for the ankle monitoring.
Brother.
They say that there are 173 cases where individuals are out on bond for murder and they're required to wear a GPS device and they want to make sure that they can kind of, you know, do a little bit better job of keeping track of these guys.
Uh-huh.
Well, what if I don't pay for the ankle monitor? Well, then we'll come and take it away from you.
Okay, let's do that then.
That works for me, oddly enough.
Number four.
Number four, this story comes to us from America's Wang.
Florida.
Okay, so this is a kind of a confusing story because there's a part of the story that you think you know what's going on, but then you don't, all right? Headline reads, Florida man arrested after allegedly forcing an alligator to drink beer.
Mm-hmm.
This guy and his buddy...
We're going to get crocked.
Darren.
Consider yourself zinged.
The zing of the day.
That's the zing of the day, Darren. Good stuff for you.
Brought to you by...
Mm-hmm. Get the best in commercial roofing with experienced pros.
No, not if you don't pay for it, you don't. Zing of the day brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company.
Two Florida men arrested after catching an alligator and encouraging it to bite one of the men's arms while forcing it to drink beer.
What?
Timothy Kepke is 27 years old. His buddy Noah Osborne is 22. They were both arrested enacting this scheme, trying to force a gator to drink beer. They were charged.
Why did they want to be bit? To get out of something?
Well, if he bites my arm, then his mouth is open a little bit, and we can then throw the beer down his mouth.
Oh, okay.
See?
Yeah.
You can't just talk at an alligator into drinking beer. You have to trick it. So go ahead and bite onto my arm.
Uh-huh.
Now your mouth's open a little bit. That's when I pour the beer down there.
How about we use your arm?
According to the report, they caught this alligator. Timothy Kepke, 27 years old, caught the alligator at 10 p.m. He took the animal from the side of the road with his bare hands. These two idiots then videotaped themselves, holding the gator captive, while tempting the animal to bite his right forearm, and then pouring a beer into the animal's mouth. The reptile was said to display aggressive behavior when beer was poured into its mouth because, you know, gators don't drink beer. So they had this video. Police then visited them and arrested them. Here is the part of the story that I find impossible to believe. Neither one of these guys were drunk at the time it happened.
Hmm.
Kepke told police he was not drunk. He shared the beer with the alligator. Now, the alligator is back in the wild with a real story to tell. But, yeah, that's what they do for fun down there. Finally.
Number five.
Man claims that he was shoplifting at a Walmart. And the reason why he was shoplifting? Voodoo made him do it. Lufkin, Texas. 29-year-old man told cops down there that voodoo made him try to smuggle items out of Walmart without paying for them.
Someone's got a doll, and it looks just like me. That's a stabbing pain.
Joshua.
Wow! Wow!
That's pretty
Start
elaborate.
Putting that so act do
you,
on.
So do you build like a little tiny Walmart and have little tiny things and to take the doll in and then you make the doll?
Yeah, the that's thing? A sharp...
Joshua Allen Renfro booked into the county jail down there in Texas on a Class B misdemeanor of theft between $100 and $750. According to the report,
the devil made
the incident at the Walmart, he was caught after he allegedly tried to smuggle more than $400 worth of merchandise.
You start doing that where you're like, start twisting your
it's the
arms
voodoo,
behind
I tell
your
you.
Head. Someone's doing this to me.
Yeah, he also said, he told the cops that voodoo made him try and steal the items from the Walmart. He also said that the voodoo told him not to brush his teeth that morning.
Go do that voodoo that you do so well and make me proud.
Yeah, well, that's what happened, I guess. And that is going to bring to a close this thrilling installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
Which was brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea? Being that autumn is here, fall into a pumpkin pie latte or a chai tea. Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot iced and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today and help out the show. If you'd like to reach out to us, again, use the Oscars Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. Again, this Saturday is their big day. It's their first ever beer fest.
And your question on the text line, the Oscars Pub text line, is, did you call it anything other than tag or it? Now, I'm getting some blowback on Twitter. People think it's a weird thing to call the game. You just called it tag here.
Probably. Tag your it.
I'm telling you, in my neighborhood, it was it. You would play it all hours of the night.
And you wore makeup or no?
No, again, this was before Stephen King wrote his book. I grew up in the 70s.
Including a beer
pong. That's not up for argument.
A beer pong tournament. Or, in Massachusetts, they call it a brew tournament.
That's weird.
Vans, pizzas, bread eating.
Well, it's like people call bags cornhole.
Yes, they do.
But it's bags. It's not cornhole. Cornhole just sounds like somebody was a little way too into, why don't we call it cornhole?
If it's played in a dark alley.
Yeah, against your will.
Against your will.
That's cornhole.
The live music from Milwaukee's Pat McCurdy. Don't miss out again. Get those tickets in advance at Oscars Pub's Facebook page. They have a link. You can save yourself $5 because otherwise they're $10 the day of this Saturday.
Again, with the game Tag or It.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a variation, and I know I've had this discussion in the past. I don't know if I've ever had it in a podcast form, but so when there's an area, a safe area that you get to,
yes,
and whoever is it can't get to you,
mm-hmm,
what's that area called? That safe area when you're playing tag?
Is it like a home base?
Okay, so there's two variants on this. I believe in this part of the Midwest, you call it home base.
Yeah.
Where I grew up in Chicago, we call it ghoul.
No, we didn't call it ghoul.
I'm on ghoul. You can't tag me. I'm on ghoul.
No, we didn't do any ghouling.
Well, we have listeners all across America. So if we could just text in at 470-23-NACHO.
So for you, it's ghoul and it, and for us, it's tag and home base.
Right. I'm on home base is what you would say.
Mm-hmm.
We would play, you can't touch me. I'm on ghoul, and we would play it.
Did you grow up in Scandinavia?
No, I grew up in the south suburbs of Chicago.
You don't sound like it.
What? Also, we usually play these games in wooden shoes in windmills.
Click, 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 click. Here they come.
Dead giveaway.
Dead
giveaway.
Dead giveaway. The podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Having a get-together, let Capriati's do all the work, whether it's a picnic, birthday party, tailgate, graduation, office meeting, or corporate event, Capriati's is sure to be a big, big hit. And if you would like to get a hold of Capriati's food truck, if you're interested in booking the Capriati's food truck for your private party, place of business, or event, call 563-284-2331 or email capriatisfoodtruck@gmail.com. We're back at it tomorrow.
Till then, thanks for listening. Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities. Representing, this is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock out,
come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Good day to you. We're done.